Independent Educational Evaluation, IEP only. 34 CFR section 300.502. If a parent disagrees with an evaluation completed by the public agency, the parent has the right to have the child evaluated by someone who does not work for the public agency. Only parents of a child with a disability under Part B are entitled to an independent evaluation. Definitions. Independent educational evaluation means an evaluation conducted by appropriately qualified personnel, not employed by the public agency responsible for the education of the child, and public expense means that the public agency either pays for the full cost of the evaluation or ensures that the evaluation is otherwise provided at no cost to the parents. Parents have the right to obtain an independent educational evaluation of their child under the IDEA, subject to the procedures provided below. The public agency shall provide parents, upon request for an independent educational evaluation, information about where an independent educational evaluation may be obtained, and the public agency's criteria applicable for an independent educational evaluation. Public agency criteria. When an independent educational evaluation is at public expense, the criteria under which the independent educational evaluation is obtained, including the location of the evaluation and the qualifications of the examiner, must be the same as the criteria that a public agency uses when it initiates an evaluation, to the extent those criteria are consistent with a parent's right to an independent educational evaluation. Except for the criteria described above, a public agency may not impose conditions or timelines related to obtaining an independent educational evaluation at public expense. A parent's right to evaluation at public expense. Parents have the right to only one independent educational evaluation at public expense each time the public agency conducts an evaluation if the parents disagree with an evaluation obtained by the public agency. If parents request an independent educational evaluation at public expense, the public agency must, without unnecessary delay, either approve the request and advise the parent of the process for arranging the evaluation at public expense, or deny the request and file for a due process hearing. If the public agency initiates a due process hearing and the final decision is that the public agency's evaluation is appropriate, parents still have the right to an independent educational evaluation, but not at public expense. If parents request an independent educational evaluation, a public agency may ask parents for the reason why the parents object to the public evaluation. However, the parent's explanation is not required, and the public agency may not unreasonably delay either providing the independent educational evaluation at public expense or initiating the due process hearing to defend the public agency's evaluation. Parent-initiated evaluation. Parents always have the right to obtain an independent educational evaluation from qualified professionals of their choice at their own expense. The results of a parent-initiated evaluations must be considered by the public agency and the IEP team if it meets public agency criteria when making any decisions with respect to the provision of FAPE to the child. The results of parent-initiated private evaluation may also be presented as evidence at a due process hearing regarding the child. Request for an evaluation by an administrative law judge, ALJ. If an administrative law judge, ALJ, with the Office of Administrative Hearings, OAH, requests an independent educational evaluation as a part of a due process hearing, the cost of the evaluation must be at public expense.